And WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff is in Jamaica Plain, a mostly Hispanic neighborhood in Boston. Monica, tell us exactly where you are and what you're seeing.
I'm standing at a bus stop in the middle of Jamaica Plain, and it's completely deserted. No one's at the bus stop. I've seen several city buses pass by in the last 45 minutes, and they're empty. And this is usually a pretty lively neighborhood.
And you were out yesterday, I gather, talking to people in the neighborhood. What did they say that their plans were for today?
Many of them said that they will not be going to work. I spoke to one man from the Dominican Republic. He said he supervises 100 cleaners at a large laboratory. He and all of his employees are not going to work. Another woman who is a domestic house cleaner said she's taking a precious vacation day and she's going to stay home and not spend any money. A man who's in the square that I'm next to right now, he had an empanada stand, and he told me that for the first time in 15 years, he's shutting it down for the day to protest immigration policy. He would only do that, he said, in a major holiday. So for him, it's important to stay home, talk with his family about that. And they also told me all of the businesses along here do not plan to open in solidarity. Everyone who is involved with the boycott will be wearing white. And then beyond this neighborhood in Boston, I've heard a lot of fears of shutting down construction sites, especially because they often employ a lot of immigrant labor, particularly Latinos. So there could be some larger work stoppages in the Boston area.
Well, I gather, though, that unions are wanting people to go back to work.
Yes, one of the large unions that represents many Latino office cleaners is against the boycott. They've been telling their members to go to work today because they fear a walkout would violate their union contract. So it's not not everyone is following the heeding the call to stay away from work and today.
Thanks very much, Monica Brady Meyerhoff of member station WBUR, speaking to us from Boston.